get there. Welcome to Washington, D.C. This is my first time here. It's pretty cool. So today, really for the next, we've got 30 minutes budgeted for the Controlled Environment Professional Interest Group meeting. Just to recap, I'm Chris Curry. I'm the chair. Our chair-elect is Roberto Lopez, and then our secretary is right next to him, Ricardo Hernandez. I'm going to pass around a piece of paper. If you could please just sign your name and institution so I can get our record for the minutes. So I've sent out the minutes from last year's meeting as well as the minutes from the meeting that we had at NCERA 101. I realized that I didn't send out the agenda until last minute. So here is the agenda again to review. We're going to go over a few minutes, recap NCERA 101, discuss the ASHS meeting this year, as well as talk about next year's meeting and then cover some new business. So first of all, here we have the 2017 business meeting minutes, and I'd like to say that these were done by a guest secretary, Dr. Runkel, from Michigan State. He did great, aside from misspelling my name, which I did not catch and was caught by Dr. Van Ursel. So are there any questions about the minutes from last year's meeting? Or any comments? So then you all know what I'm waiting for. All right, thank you. Ricardo, you got that down?
Yeah.
Excellent. next, we have... Oh, I thought we were just doing unanimous consent. So, okay. Let's have a vote. All those in favor of accepting the meeting minutes, say aye. All those opposed, say nay. The ayes have it. The minutes from the 2017 business meeting are accepted. Next, we did have a meeting at NCERA 101, and this shows why we have multiple layers of command in executive groups, because I couldn't make it there because of travel delays. Roberto was also delayed, so Ricardo ran that meeting for us. A bulk of the minutes pertain to sharing data, and Dr. Kubota is going to talk about that later on during the new business section. So were there any questions about the minutes from our NCERA 101 meeting? All right, no questions. Would anyone like to motion to approve these minutes?
So moved.
So moved. A second, all right. Let's vote on this. All those in favor of accepting the minutes from the NCERA 101, let's have a yay. All those opposed, nay. Excellent. Very, very good. So now I'd like to give a recap of the NCERA 101 meeting that happened in Raleigh, but I did ask Ricardo to do that since he was one of the co-hosts for this. So, Ricardo, come on up and share.
Do you take notes? No, I already put notes of what I'm going to say. So thank you very much for coming. So very quickly, we have a total of, total number of attendees was 128 attendees. So I think that's been the largest so far. And then we have 114 regular and out of those, and 24 students. So we have a lot of students there. And then around 49% of the attendees were from the industry, you know, around 51 actually academia. And then we collected a total donation just from companies of $27,500. So that was also a good meeting. And we ended up with a final budget after the meeting of a surplus of $3,278. However, after that, we realized that the association gave a lot of support to the grad students, around 10,000. So we were a little short on that then. But that's what I have. Any questions? Okay, let me do it again. It seems you guys didn't get this. Okay.
Thank you, Ricardo. This coming spring, we'll be having the meeting up in Quebec. So for those of you who want to have some really good French poutine, or French Canadian poutine, come on up. It's going to be hosted by McGill University as well. So any questions about NCERA 101? Okay. ASHS 2018. I already see an error here from copying and pasting. First, I just want to talk about our workshop, which just got over, which many of you are in, cheap sensors for good data and economical approaches to research. I did a count. We had 83 participants attend this workshop, which I think that we should be pretty pleased with. That's a pretty high number of people, and many of them, I think, for outside of this controlled environment group. So thank you for coming. But most importantly, could all of those workshop participants who presented stand up? Yes. Come on. Please stand up. Let's give a hand to these participants. Thank you so much. They were gracious enough to bring their technology here and share with the attendees. So thank you very much, especially for having to travel with that equipment. But thanks for putting that on. This year's graduate oral competition currently underway. We had our first session today. A total of 23 students competing, which I think is excellent. That's a very high number of students. And I think we're at 5 oral sessions total for this group this year, which I think really reflects on the state of controlled environments and the interest in that. So I think that's great for this group. I'm glad we brought in people with the workshop, and then again, all the active research that's happening that graduate students are sharing. Thank you so much. We will be announcing the winner after the Thursday morning oral competition. That's when we have our last presentation. So at the end of that, we'll be able to make an announcement. For those of you students who can't make that, we'll also I'll send that out to the email list and post that as soon as we announce that on Thursday as well. I'd like to acknowledge our judges, Jennifer Bolt and Garrett Owen. Thanks to them, I'm also a judge, but I feel self-conscious saying thank me. Thank you, Mark. So thank you, judges. I would also, is there anyone from Fluence in the room? Okay, well, Fluence was gracious enough to sponsor this year. So let's give a round of applause for the judges and Fluence for supporting us. Are there any questions?